Sunday night in New York City. Welcome to State of the Union on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Rudy Orozco, in for your host, Chris Policano. DC 37 is New York City's largest public employee union with 125,000 members and 50,000 retirees. We are part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as ASME. We air Sundays at 8 p.m. and rebroadcast Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We are also available on podcast on iTunes. Simply go to the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad and search for DC 37 State of the Union. DC 37 members, there are now more ways to stay in touch with your union. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out our website, www.dc37.net. Call our hotline, 212-815-7555. And every month, keep a lookout for your union newspaper, the Public Employee Press, in your mailbox. If you have any comments about our show, please drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. Your feedback is always welcome. Tonight, we are going to focus on an issue that's of utmost importance to most of us, or all of us, I should say, public libraries and proper funding so they can provide the vital services that our communities need. Just over a week and a half ago, DC 37 joined the heads of the city's three public library systems, city council members, including City Council Majority Leader Jimmy Van Bramer, a longtime supporter of the city's public libraries, and activists, to call for more funding for the public library systems in this coming fiscal year's city budget. We were there, and here it is.
Who are libraries for?
Everyone!
Who are libraries for?
Everyone!
Who are libraries for?
Everyone!
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Jimmy Van Bramer, and I am very proud to be the chair of the Cultural Affairs and Libraries Committee of the New York City Council. And I am so thrilled to be joined by my great colleague, Councilmember Carlos Menchaca from the great borough of Brooklyn. And we are joined by the three presidents and CEOs of our library systems, Linda Johnson from the Brooklyn Public Library, Dennis Walcott from the Queens Library, and Tony Marks from the New York Public Library. And for the record, they all got equal applause. We are also thrilled because you cannot have libraries without the people who work in libraries. So we love our brothers and sisters from DC 37. And representing all of our locals and all of our members is Oliver Gray, the Associate Director from DC 37. Also, one of my favorite organizations in the whole world is Urban Librarians Unite, and Lauren Comito, Executive Director, is with us, representing all of our librarians and library workers. And I know we'll be joined, there's Lauren right there. And I know we'll be joined by so many others as well. So let me just say, all across this country and in many places in the world, our values are under attack. But libraries and library workers have always been the front line defending our values. Our values include being an open and democratic society that welcomes everyone, including all immigrants, including the undocumented. Libraries are a safe space for everyone.
Yes. Sing it, Jimmy, sing it.
And we are that first rung of the ladder that all people who aspire in life, they find that first rung of the ladder at their local public library. And they find good, compassionate, progressive, decent people at that circulation desk in that library who want to provide them the information and the services that they need. Those people are these people, those workers who make a big difference every single day. So libraries can't do the life-saving work the actual life-saving work of saving our democracy, unless they're open, unless they have the funds that they need to get this work done. That's the role that Carlos Menchaca and I play, along with the administration. That's why we're here, to make sure that every single person in the city of New York, every single person in city government knows that libraries are for everyone, and for everyone, libraries need to be open as often as they possibly can, with all the funding they need to make sure all of these good people are paid what they need to be paid to get the job done.
Yeah.
So we've done some great work over the last several years, restoring six-day service, baselining six-day service, but we need more. Do you need more?
Yes!
We need more.
Because libraries are for who?
Everyone.
Everyone.
And we need everyone to get the services that they need from our libraries. So I am thrilled to be here, thrilled to be on my 20th year. I thought about it this morning. This is my 20th year of working on this library's issue and this committee, and it'll be the 20th preliminary budget hearing that I have been attending right through when I chair this committee in the next few minutes. The first one I attended was in February of 1999. It's a true story. So, but this is... Is that so? First of all, you don't remind the chair of how old he is, Carlos Menchaca. Yeah, thank you, Linda. But, so speaking of young, youthful, committed progressives who care deeply about all New Yorkers, including all the New Yorkers who desperately need the services that our libraries provide, I want to ask my colleague, the ever young and energetic, but super, super progressive, Councilmember Carlos Menchaca, to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you to my brother in the city council. I don't know anyone else more committed to libraries and culture and every New Yorker than Councilmember Jimmy Van Bramer from Queens. Can we give him a round of applause for his 20 years of service to all of you? The work that he does inspires us all in the city council to make sure that we do our job from all boroughs to bring the investments that we need that we're talking about today. And I join him today in the trifecta of the library systems and DC 37 and all the librarians and people, because I believe in libraries like you, because I believe in democracy and I believe in New York City. The first time I walked into a library, I was met with a happy face. It was when I was dropped off by my mother at the Head Start program in my local library. And that changed my life forever. I didn't speak English. I came from an immigrant family. And that's what changed my life forever. I'm here today because of my local library. Because local libraries are for everyone. And the work that we have to do today in the midst of so much that's happening that's challenging the basic nature of our democracy happens in our library. In Sunset Park and in Red Hook, there are beautiful things that happen where people are learning in whatever language they come in. They're learning about opera because they listen to opera in the libraries. They're learning about civic government. They're voting for participatory budgeting projects. They're learning about how their libraries can expand with affordable housing that's getting reconstructed at the Sunset Park Library. This is what we're talking about. We're changing the model for all the country, and it's happening right here. So I'm with you. I'm with you from the beginning to the end. And this year is going to be our year where we invest even more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Councilmember Carlos Menchaca from Brooklyn. Before we hear from our three library systems, I just want to say again, this council is a very progressive council that believes deeply in a certain set of values, right? That we believe in our democracy, we believe in an open and democratic society, we believe that every single person is entitled to dignity and is entitled to the information and the services that they need to advance their lives and their families' lives. So libraries are a value. Libraries are very, very emblematic of our values, New York City values, dare I say, Brooklyn values and Queens values and Manhattan values and the Bronx values and Staten Island values. We are New York City. Libraries are New York City, and libraries are for everyone.
Yes.
I got the talking points. So, let me just introduce, first and foremost, Linda Johnson from the Brooklyn Public Library.
Hi, I'm Linda Johnson from Brooklyn Public Library. Thank you to everyone from DC 37 and our partners who make it happen day in and day out. We wish 365 days a year, but we're pretty close and we're happy with that. I'd also, of course, be remiss if I did not thank our wonderful council members, Jimmy Van Bramer and Carlos Menchaca, two terrific supporters of the libraries who have a deep belief in all of the values that the library stands for, the most democratic institution in our society where everyone can come to learn whatever they need to learn, whatever they want to learn, with things they don't even know about. It is the place where all you need is a little bit of imagination and the inclination to walk through the front door, because these wonderful people behind me are there for our patrons every single day of the week, in some cases. In Brooklyn last year, over 8.1 million people came through our doors. That is more than, as you've heard us say, all of the sporting events in New York combined. We are a great investment. Investing in the libraries is about the best investment that the city can make in our great population. So this year, again, we're here to stand up for the libraries. So thank you for your support, and we will make it happen.
Linda. All right. Who loves the borough of Queens?
Queens. Yeah.
Who loves the Queens Library?
Yeah.
Who are libraries for?
Everyone.
So, who loves Dennis Walcott from the Queens Library? Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Walcott.
Thank you, Jimmy Van Bramer.
Good morning, all.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. First, let me take this opportunity to thank our chair, not just for 20 years, but Jimmy lives and breathes our libraries. Yeah. Jimmy, in addition to his role as chair, it's just an active advocate on behalf of what's good for New York City and what's good for our libraries. And Jimmy, we want to say, all sincerity, thank you for everything. You are fantastic. To Carlo, to other council members, to everyone else, we thank you for your leadership. I want to ask John. Yay. You did this last year. John Hyslop from our union.
John.
We're a partnership. John and I and his team and our team work hand in hand together on behalf of Queens Public Libraries. And John, I want to say thank you to you for all that you do and all the hard work as well, because without John and his team, we would not be possible. There's a research study that says that libraries are the most trusted institution in the country. Think about that, the most trusted institution in the country. And that's as a result of all the hard work of individuals who are standing here, yep, and all the people who are back at their libraries working hard every day. One quick story. Last night when I left our central office, on the main floor, we were gearing up for a hip-hop fashion show on the main floor. In our auditorium downstairs, there was going to be a tribute to Nina Simone. And you talk about a packed Central Library. We were jumping off the hook yesterday because libraries are for
everyone.
And as a result of that, the true diversity of New York City comes through our doors. There to learn, to sit, for us to be their living room and to enjoy what we have to offer. But to continue to make sure that we offer things in a proper way, it requires investment. And that's what Jimmy has been doing year after year after year, being our advocate for the investment in all of our libraries. And we need to continue that investment because, as Linda indicated, people are coming through our doors in record numbers. And that's as a result of all the hard work of staff, the creative programming, but just making sure that we're a true democratic institution. We don't ask you for your library card when you come in the door. You just come in our door. We don't ask you for a library card to sit down in our chairs, to use our bathrooms. We are there for everyone. And as a result of your investment, we will continue to grow. So we are pleased to stand here to say thank you, but continue to invest because our libraries are for
everyone.
Thank you, Chair. Thank we you. Appreciate your leadership.
Were you in the library in 99?
I was, right?
Did it really? So Dennis is always so good and brought up John Hislop, who is the president of Local 1321, the Queens Library Guild.
Yep.
And I just confirmed, I started with the Queens Library in January of 99. John started in 1996. Ooh. So we've known each other for over 20 years. John is a great friend. Thank you, John Hislop, and the members of Queens Library Guild Local 1321. So going from one great DC 37 leader to another, everyone, on behalf of all of the DC 37 family, please welcome Oliver Gray.
Yay! Who are the libraries for?
Everyone!
Just want to get that straight. Now, if we can get that guy in Washington to go into a library, or even read something, well, that's it. Henry Garrido could not be here. I've been here for many years, and I've watched Jimmy Von Bramer and his good work. And I have to tell you that I remember a number of years ago, as a certain mayor was cutting budgets and doing all sorts of things, it looked pretty grim for the libraries. But you guys had Jimmy in the background, and he stepped up to the forefront and made it a fight. We were able to restore certain of the benefits that come with the libraries. And today we're back with our 6-day-a-week program. We now need some very serious work done on the capital side of the libraries, ranging from the heating, the ventilation, air conditioning. We need to get the roofs repaired and so forth, but as has been pointed out here over and over again, people are flocking to the libraries. It's an extension of the education system. It's a part of the employment system. It's a part of everything in this town that's important. And Dennis, I'm so happy to hear that you are honoring Nina Simone. I may go home and pull out some of my old vinyl and listen to it. But I'm telling you that we're here to fight and to join you in your efforts to restore the budget, to increase the capital budget, and to do the work that makes the library the place that I remember as a child and even as an adult, a place where you're welcome and you get to learn something, you get to read something, and you get to enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Who loves DC 37? So we're going to hear from Lauren Comito in a second, but I want to ask everyone who's heard of Tony Marks to scream loud. So, we love Tony. Does a great job. He's a great speech maker, a great leader. Everyone, Tony Marks from
Tony
the New York Public Library.
First, thank you, Jimmy, Carlos, the City Council, the Mayor, stalwart partners and supporters. Thank you to everyone who makes the great work of the library possible, and particularly to our colleagues in DC 37. Thank you all. And we've got our local president, Val Colon, here with us. Woo! Val.
Yeah.
what makes New York great? What has always made New York great? It's that we care about our children, we invest in them, we want to make sure that they can read and have every possible opportunity that this city has to offer. What makes New York great, and has always made New York great, is we are a city of immigrants. We are welcoming, and we need to provide every opportunity to every citizen and everyone who lives in this great city, from English language classes if they want, to citizenship classes if they want. What makes this city great is we will provide the education and the skills so that everyone can find the jobs or create the jobs that have made this city what you see around you. What makes this city great is it is a city of creative talent. People come to the library to do that research, to learn the history of the creative arts so that they can contribute to it. Without those ingredients, New York is not New York. This city council, its leadership, this mayor, this city have understood that the libraries are the front line of what makes New York great. And they have invested. And today, we're here to work with them to say, let us not lose the momentum. Let us invest more. Let us ensure that our doors are open, that we have the great folks working at the library, that we have all the books that New Yorkers need to move forward, and the educational programs. At this moment in history, as Jimmy said, as Carlos said, so much of what we believe in seems under threat. When we gather together to say we will not let that pass, we will ensure that the libraries continue to be the front line of what makes New York great. We're here today to celebrate and to keep moving forward together to ensure that this city remains all that we love and need it to be. Thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
So we want to make sure that all of our DC 37 locals are recognized. So I want to ask Linda Johnson to come back and recognize one of hers.
Ron Barber, thank you. Welcome. Do good in this job. All right.
Thank you. And Leonard Paul is also with us today. Thank you. Now, to close it out, to wrap it up, the amazing, the indefatigable, and amazing leader, Lauren Comito from Urban Librarians Unite.
Hello.
No pressure, Lauren.
No pressure? Oh, boy. All right, so I am so glad that we're not here fighting a cut, right? We're all glad to not be here fighting a funding cut. That was exhausting. But it's been 3 years without an increase. Our needs have not decreased. Our needs have not stayed the same. We have people coming through our doors every day looking for job search help, computer help, a book on knitting, story time, and we have the same amount of resources we've had for the last 3 years. Costs don't go down, salaries hopefully don't go down. God knows I don't want mine to, you know. And we need to keep that going. We can't keep doing the amazing things that libraries do every single day with the same amount of money we had in 2014. It's not possible. No other business does that, and there's no way that we can do it. But what we can do is we can come here, we can fight for the equity that we need and the investment that we need to keep providing the services to the neighborhoods that we love. And we all love our neighborhoods, right?
Yeah!
We love our neighbors.
Yeah!
We want to give them the story time and the job search help and the computer access that they need to make their lives better. That's why we're here. We can't do it without the investment. And we can't do it without the staff. And we can't do it without the new computers that are fast enough for people to actually do the things they need to do. So we're asking the city council to help us increase our funding so that we can increase our services and keep up with the waves of need that come in our doors every day. So let's go do that.
Thank you.
All right. So first, let me just say, a lot of us gave speeches this morning, but no one did it quite the way Lauren did. Wrapped around an amazing, beautiful child. Thank you so much, Lauren Comito, for staying focused and delivering that speech. All right, everyone, raise those signs, because we're about to go in to City Hall and fight the good fight. So let's go in with a chant. Let's go in with our signs raised up high. Who are libraries for?
Everyone.
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 Thank you all so much. Let's go in and get lots of money.
I am John Hislop, president of Local 1321 Queens Library Guild. We represent all the Queens Library workers, librarians, clerks, custodians, drivers, to meet the needs of all our constituents. Our needs have grown considerably over the years. And we need our support. We need your support. We need the city council support to fund our libraries, to fund the expanded services and the buildings that they are giving money for to construct and build and renovate. The past few years, our funding has stabilized, which is great. But our costs keep on going up. We need to hire more people. We need to meet the demands of the customers. We need to meet the demands of the kids that come in. We need to meet the demands of the immigrants that come in, that need our services, that need the classes on English and how to read English, that need computers, that need Wi-Fi.
I'm Valentin Colon, and I represent the New York Public Library, and I have represented 1,300 unionized workers who serve all the communities in the Bronx, Manhattan, and Staten Island. I'm here to ask for additional funding so that we can do not just what we've been doing, but do more. Of course, that's what's needed, more. And our communities want more, and they deserve more.
And that was a press conference held on the steps of City Hall just over a week and a half ago by DC 37, the heads of the city's three public library systems, City Council Majority Leader Jimmy Van Bramer, several other City Council members, and library activists calling for more funding for the city's public library system. Before we go, we have several announcements. Find out about the latest issues impacting our union by attending an organizing department meeting at your job site. For dates and locations, call 212-815-1095. That's 212-815-1095 to find out about the organizing department's lunchtime meetings at your job site. The Ed Fund Spring 2018 courses application for classes that begin in April is now available at www.dc37.net. For more information, call 212-815-1700. And the Municipal Employees Legal Services reminds you that they provide legal representation to members when applying for citizenship. For more information, call 212-815-1818. And that's all we have for this evening. Thank you for joining us. And remember, if you have any comments about today's or any of our shows, please drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. We appreciate your feedback. The sound engineer is Andrea Manorchio. I'm Rudy Roscoe, in for Chris Policano. Chris will be back next week. Have a great evening.